fast drive.
And that would be something like, I would say the power to, so for me, I'll give you an example. For me, it would be the ability to create anything that I needed in that moment. That might be a B-level power, B or C, whatever, it doesn't matter. Anyways, vibe with me. So I was thinking, driving down the road, I'm like, man, it would be great if I could just like create something out of a need for it. This is dumb, because I don't know what level power that would be right now, because this is sounding real A-level right now. Anyways, if it's not that, then, because I was thinking about gas. I was thinking about creating gas every time. Like, wouldn't it be dope if I could just, like, create gas, and then I don't have to pay for it? Outside of that, it would be the ability to create an image in anybody's mind that I wanted. So if I was trying to explain something to somebody and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't know what you mean, I can just like, boom, and then give it to them and they're like, oh, that makes sense. That would make conversations go way more smoothly. Anyways, let me know if you guys are in the mood to respond to this. I don't even know where you would respond to this at, but I'm assuming like Spotify or anywhere that you can leave me. I forgot to give you, so let me do this again, because I don't know if I've done this. My email address is comedylife24@gmail.com. I say that almost, I used to anyways, but if you want to reach out to me, that's how. If you're listening to this on a platform that lets you leave comments, do it that way. Do not call me. You don't have my number. I used to get my number, and then I realized that was weird for multiple reasons, but the biggest one is that who the hell gives out their phone number on the podcast? So I stopped doing that because that's just weird. Stop distracting me. Let's get into it. My mic is down here. The episode today is called, what is it called? On the Brink. On the Brink of a Blessing or a Breakdown. On the Brink of a Blessing or Breakdown. Did not plan that to be alliterated, but it is. So what you gonna do? What made me think about this, and again, I'm trying to, like, I want to keep this light, but I also do really want to help somebody out there. I can't remember who I was talking to the other day, but after this conversation that I had with my buddy, or whoever it was, it might not have been my buddy, it might have been somebody that I hated, but I had a conversation with somebody, and after that, I started thinking about something that they told me about how close they were, and then lost an opportunity, and it got me thinking, just how common that is. You know, we tend to, my belief in life is that we tend to, we go through these themes in life, and I'll probably talk about this in another podcast too, because I planned for what I'm about to say to be in another episode, but I wanted to talk about this first. We go through these things in life, right? And typically how we treat them is, this is the worst thing ever. You know, those of us who have a bit more resilience will tend to kind of just go with it. You know, I talked about urge surfing in some episodes past. Urge surfing is the ability to anticipate life's challenges or your triggers or whatever and ride them, you know, back until you're at like this, your level, you know, again, whatever your stable point is. We tend to anticipate when they'll attack, when they'll happen, when they'll occur, why they occur, and we can ride them or we can plan for them. Sorry, I thought I saw something at the corner of my eye and then I remembered I'm here alone. So that got me thinking, how often we, for those of us who don't do that, because, you know, that's a skill. Again, this is a skill that takes intentionality. Not a lot of people actively urge surf or trigger surf or, you know, struggle surf, whatever it is. You know, we don't actively anticipate the challenges in life that are going to come. So, you know, when they come by surprise. clean it up. And that typically tends to knock us on our ass, right? Because what I anticipate, I can prepare for. If I'm not prepared for this challenge that's going to come and, you know, get me off my stride, then it's going to impact me greatly. In boxing, the punches that hurt the worst are the ones that we don't see coming. Flash KO, right? That's why I got the punching bag back there, you know, been getting my box on. You can stand there, you know, and, you know, all day, but if your right eye is swollen, you know, you're like, you're kind of, now you're trying to anticipate, so you're covering up here real hard, and he comes wide with the hook, you might not see that, right? And so that's going to hurt more than the one that you see and kind of can, like, you know, maybe you don't have time to block, but you can kind of just, like, you know, duck your head under it, or, you know, catch it, you know, off your chin and, you know, kind of let it glance off you, or shoulder roll and let it go past your shoulder, where you still get hit, but the impact is way less because you had time to anticipate and prepare for it. I am preaching up in here. The point that I'm making is just that I got to thinking about this. This is going to be a pretty short episode, but so I got to thinking about this, and was like, what can we change? So I want you to think about this for just a minute. What can you change to change the outcome of something that you're looking for? Sorry, let me be more specific, because I don't think that I was that clear. This conversation led this guy to realizing that he missed out on a big opportunity. So what happened was, struggles, trials, whatever you want to call it, came. And, you know, he endured it for a while, and then he didn't anymore, gave up, you know, whatever, this isn't worth it. He changed. I think it was waiting to get into, like, a program or something, if I remember correctly. And, you know, it was like, whatever, I withdraw my name, I think he said. And because there were just, like, a bunch of challenges coming, he lost confidence and hope and was like, this isn't going to work out, it's not going to happen. This thing, whatever it was, this program opened up, found out his name was selected, and he didn't get to go because he'd given up. And so I think two things can happen in these situations, because that's how life goes. I said earlier that, like, life kind of comes in themes. I think I said that today, and then I also said that on previous episodes. For me, anyways, let me say for me, because I don't know if this is true for everybody. Every time I say this, I kind of get blankish stares, so let me just talk for myself, where I think that my life happens in themes. Most things that I experience are cyclical in nature. They are mimicking in a different way something that I, you know, was going through years ago. That typically happens for one of two reasons that I'm really not going to get into, but one of them is, I think it's, if you don't learn how to deal with this or how to posture yourself in the midst of the situation the first time, that thing will continuously happen until you learn the lesson that you're supposed to learn, gather and grow the way that you're supposed to grow, gather the skills, the knowledge, the wisdom that you're supposed to gather, and then grow. If that doesn't happen, I think that maybe we just keep going through these things. To give you an example of this, think about how many times have you been around different people, maybe different cities, different states, whatever it is, different encounters with people, and you've heard people tell you the same thing about yourself. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is about you, but you have this way of doing this. It could be either negative or positive, but what it is I think life, God, wherever you're at with this, is trying to tell you something about yourself, you know? So for me, it used to be that I don't listen, you know, and multiple people were telling me this, even people where I could have sworn, no, I'm right in the situation. Regardless of what I thought, I was hearing the same thing. And I had to face that at one point and say, no matter how badly I hate the people that are telling me this, I'm hearing the same thing from people that I respect and people that I don't. So I can either brush off the ones that are telling me, or I can hate the messenger and the message, but say, you know what, damn, they might be onto something. You know, that's maturity, and that is what growth looks like. So in terms of going through these situations, one way of making it through that amicably is internal growth and, you know, self-awareness, honesty. What I'm dealing with can probably change if I change, you know, habits, thoughts, behaviors, you know, actions, whatever, and you can either decide to face that and do it or not. I think that these things in life will start happening, even if it, you know, especially if it's something negative that we don't like. Let's try to make this more practical. Some people leaving your life, a lot of people like to say, I can't keep friends, you know, I don't trust people, you know, people are just constantly leaving me. Well, there's a common denominator in that situation, and I'm not going to say who it is, but oftentimes, we are the common denominator for those of us who have said that, because I know that I have. And I like to say that and then feel bad for myself and kind of just throw this, you know, like one person pity party And, you know, and then I tell people that, and it's kind of, I think, maybe the subconscious effort to gain their sympathy, when in reality, I might be the issue. You know, they might be reacting negatively to something that I'm doing that is not healthy or that is not socially acceptable or that is off-putting, you know, and some people just don't care enough to tell you, you know, so they'll just leave you. And so we translate that to, you know, people just keep leaving me and I'm not worth it and blah, blah, blah. No, 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 that's not that. You're toxic. You need to change some things. What we don't like to do is to look inwardly, be introspective, and say, this is something that's damaging inside of me that I need to change because it's pushing people away from me. People are telling me that I'm a disgusting, nasty, narcissistic person, and I can either address that and acknowledge it and say, you know what, dang it, they're right, you know, through gritted teeth, they're right, and I hate it, but they're right. Or you can continue saying, no, it's not true. And then you just won't change, and you'll keep throwing that pity party. Do you, but nothing's going to change, and it'll be your fault. So there needs to be, at some point, you need to approach a crossroads with yourself and say, am I willing to do what I need to do to change myself for the better? So the title of this episode is On the Brink of a Blessing or a Breakdown, right? Was it breakdown? Maybe, whatever, it was breakdown. So what that looks like more practically is with these life challenges, I kind of got on a rant for a little bit, but I'm coming back around, redirecting and then unredirecting, whatever. So, what I want you to recognize is end times of strife and enmity. Look that word up because I don't know what it means. Hold on. I'm going to look this up because sometimes I just use words and I don't really know what they mean. So I'm going to see if this is actually a word that I use correctly. Not employer. Hold on, because I got time. I'm a little bit ahead of schedule, so I'm going to humor me really quick. The state of feeling or being state or feeling of being actively opposed or hostile to someone or something. I used it right. Pop that collar. So what you have to do is recognize that when you're in these challenging situations, they're coming because it's meant to. And I'm not saying that someone's doing, sometimes, because life is life, right? I know that was profound. Life comes in waves and in stages and in seasons. Things just happen, regardless of what you believe or feel or think or subscribe to and schools of thought or philosophy or religion, whatever you think and feel or believe. That aside, life comes in stages and seasons. And if you want to figure these things out, this is what I've learned. This is why I'm trying to share some of what I've learned with you. Take the parts that apply, ditch the parts that don't, but I hope that this helps at least one person. If you want to make it past these, and if you want to find some level of growth with the least amount of effort, because it doesn't take that much, honestly, it just takes inward toughness, or what is it? My dad used to call it intestinal fortitude. So if you want to get past these things with the least amount of effort, what you need to realize is everything comes, it's just a mindset, it's just a mind change. You have to switch your brain over to, oh, this always happens to me, and everything is just trying to get me down, and nothing will ever be okay. We're consciously deciding to think like that. We are, because I do it too, but we're consciously making that, or even maybe subconsciously after a while, to think like that. Stop it. Stop that thought process. Check it, and realize that you have an opportunity to be better than you currently are. That is a huge blessing, because what that means is that life is still moving in a positive direction for you. The minute you can't make up your mind to be better means it's too late for you. As long as you can wake up every day and choose to make yourself better through handling, you know, a situation the right way, or talking to people the right way, or taking advantage of an opportunity, looking for opportunities, sharpening a skill set, learning new things, when you can continuously do that, that means that life is still moving in a direction for you and that you still have time to change a negative circumstance. That means it's never too late. That means that it's never too late. And a lot of times we trick ourselves into thinking that it is. We like to say, ah, it's too late. Can't do this anymore. Can't do that. It's too late for me. You know, those who are deeply depressed and deep in their depression like to think, not like to, let me change that language. We don't like to. It's just common that we do. It's very common to feel, you know, that way, because that's what the depression voice does. It tells you everything that's not true. It tells you the opposite of everything that is true. You know, it's too late for you, and you know, you could maybe potentially do this, but you're not going to. It's not worth it. You know, it's going to be awkward. It's going to be embarrassing. It's going to be hard. It's going to be expensive. You know, you're going to face a lot of, you know, backlash, whatever it is, right? Understand. I keep rambling. I'm going to go back to the point. So understand that when these things in life come in stages like they do, what you need to set your gaze to, one, is change your mindset from "this always happens to me" to "I'm glad that this is happening because I can now learn something new. I can develop something in myself that I didn't have before. And then I can use this to help somebody else," right? That's the beauty in life. And I told you guys before that, like, I feel the most whole when I'm able to use bits and pieces of my life to help redirect somebody else and help heal somebody else. You know what I mean? That's when I feel complete. That's the only time I feel like the best version of myself, is when I can use something that's in me that I've learned and a piece of me that I've grown and evolved, and I can use that to help open the mind and eyes of somebody else. That feels amazing. That's why I'm doing that at my job right now, because it feels amazing. And I didn't plan on being there. It just kind of happened. It was kismet. You know what I mean? One second. Kismet. Destiny or fate. Yes. So it was kismet. Your boy be slick with the words, man. I'm telling you. So you know, and we'll talk about like passion and all that stuff later, and finding where I'm at right now, you know, like being in that situation for yourself. We can talk about that at a different time. But once you learn these things, once you learn how to grow and accept, you know, the things that you can't change, you know, the whole serenity prayer, that's when things start to align for you. You know, everything that you want, your desires and your dreams and all those things, they will start to align. I'm not saying that you'll get them all at once, but they will start to align, and you'll see trends in your life, and you're like, yo, things are happening now, you know? But that's going to be another episode, so I'm going to kind of pocket that for now, because I'm going to talk about how to get the things, you know, and the blessings in life. We're going to go over what blessings, you know, really looks like and means. We're going to go over all that in the next episode, but so hang on to that thought. Keep it, be excited for it, because I think it's going to be really good. So, on the brink of a blessing or a breakdown. Stop distracting me, guys. Jesus. So, when these things, when you change your mindset, and then you fix your gaze from, you know, these are just, you know, terrible situations, and, you know, they'll always be terrible, to, I need to keep those on, to, because I can hear my voice, to something's right around the corner, and you know, this is a chance for growth. That's when you'll start to see the changes within yourself. Perspective change is huge, and that's an example of a blessing. Perspective change is massive. I'm going to talk about the truth about perspective, because I don't think that all the time is something that is going to fix things. It's a huge part of it, though. So that's one of the first steps. When I recognize, so let me be more specific, because I'm rambling. When I'm going through a situation like a decrease in motivation, a decrease in joy, a decrease in, you know, why am I just feeling like, I'm feeling like people are attacking me right now. I'm feeling, you know, like I can't muster the strength to be personable. I don't really feel like talking to people, and I can't think about anything that's going positive in my life. I'm talking about myself right now. You know, I can't think of one good thing in my life right now. You know, everything is a mess, and, you know, the depression voice. When I think about those situations, and then I'm able to realize that this is a situation right now, one, I have to be honest about what's happening. A lot of times I try to, like, you know, think myself out of it. Well, it's not a big deal. Nothing's going on. No, something's going on. Something is happening, and I have to acknowledge that. Strength isn't just ignoring something and pretending like it's not there. That's not strength. That's ignorance. I'm dealing with something. Maybe the source of it could be, you know, pretty, you know, whatever. But I am going through something. I am dealing with something that is so much better. So I have to be honest about what I'm experiencing, at the very least with myself. I have to be honest with myself. But then I have to be even more honest and say, but this isn't going to knock me down, because I know that there's something right around the corner that the situation is trying to keep me from. So I can either choose to accept that what I'm experiencing, what I'm going through, is going to lead me to my blessing, or I can admit that what I'm going through is going to knock me off of the path to my blessing and create a breakdown. That's why I shaved all my hair, because I went through a breakdown. I'm like, oh, I got to do something. I can't just sit here and feel these feelings. So I shaved my hair. Not shave, I cut it. I'm black. We cut our hair. We don't shave it off. You know, so what I want, that's it. That's the whole thought, right? That's it right there, is that what you're going through, to sum all that up into just a couple sentences, what you're going through can either lead you to your, I can't see where I'm pointing, can either lead you to, you see the lights on my machine, isn't that dope? Keeps me going when I work that sometimes. Focus. Can either lead me to my path of blessings. Blessings, again, we'll go over that later. So I'm saying blessings. I don't mean like material things or just material things. But getting me to where I want to go can lead me to more strength, can lead me to more wisdom, can lead me to more opportunities, to more people, right? Or I can crumble under that pressure and it'll lead to my breakdown, right? Breakdown meaning loss of opportunities, loss of wisdom, loss of growth, loss of strength, loss of awareness. You can either be on the brink of either one. Every situation that you go through, every single situation that you go through will either springboard you to one or the other. 99% of the time, what gets us to either one is your outlook on it, right? How you handle the situations that are inevitably going to happen will determine which path you go down. That was the scariest realization for me, is recognizing that I and I alone have the ability to dictate where my trials and my struggles take me. That's tough. That's tough. We sometimes, more often than not, we as humans love to be in control of everything. We don't like surrendering control of our circumstances, our lives, facets of our lives, to anyone or anything else, because it's scary. You know, that's why people typically don't trust people. I don't like surrendering control, because then that means that I'm not in control of what I can do and, you know, where I go, what happens to me, and trials and stresses and tribulations and all those things makes us feel helpless. So I'm in a situation that I'm helpless in, and then I have to trust someone or something else that this will get better. I don't like that. I want to keep it all to myself, and I'm going to do it. And then when we realize that in order to make this situation better, that we 100% have to take control of this and, you know, make it better, then we're like, oh, shit, I don't want that much control, and now we're trying to give it away. You know what I mean? It's a weird dynamic, this duality of self versus others, you know? So realize, accept, and acknowledge and then accept the fact that you are the master of your fate. I would say that I am after God. I would say that after God, because I'm, you know, I'm a man of God, and I surrendered my life and my will to Him. And so the beauty in that is that after I've done everything that I can do, I have my Father in heaven who is helping me in the areas that I can't. You know, the areas that I can't control, mostly outcome, is why I trust Him, you know, because more often than not, things have worked out for me. Definitely not in the way that I've wanted, right? What does the Bible say? A man charts something that, like, says, like, what he wants, you know, creates a blueprint of what he wants, but the Lord determines his steps. He thinks of what he wants, and the Lord determines his steps. What that really looks like, forgive me, guys, I used to know the Bible back and front, but I forward and backward, front to back. Whatever. I used to know the Bible a lot. Now I paraphrase a lot. excuse me, so forgive me. What that verse means, though, is that I can have a vision or a dream of what I want in life and say, God, I really want to be a famous musician, right? That might happen, but what it takes for me to get to that point will not look like what I think it should look like, you know? So for me, I said that, I was 14, 15, you know, and was being spoken into, saying that, you know, you're going to be a youth pastor, you know. And then in another church, I had a pastor ask me, are you running away from your calling of being a minister? You know, when I told him that things were going bad for me, you know, he was asking me if maybe it's because I wasn't following the will of God for my life. He never really told me that that's what it was. He just asked me if I was running away from it, like, very matter of fact, like, that obviously was the calling that was on my life. No one ever taught me how to find that out for myself. No one taught me how to seek out that calling for myself. They just told me that that's what it was. So, you know, I forgot why I told you that. I just blinked so hard. So anyways, when it comes to the calling and all that, just realize that you have control over it, and your mindset, your perspective, and your action, big time, your actions, the steps that you take, the daily choices that you make, the daily mindset changes that you choose to have over that situation will greatly impact how you respond to that situation. I hope this is making sense, because whether you're on the brink of blessing or breakdown is 100% up to you. 100% up to you. I can either let this situation make me or break me, you know. I should put breakdown or blessing in the video. Maybe I'll do that. So that's all I got for you. I'm hoping to save somebody from the brink of a breakdown and shaving off all their hair like I did. And again, I just want to remind you before I let you go that the encouragement there is that, again, as long as you have the ability to make those decisions, it is still within your means to get to where you want to get. Every day presents an opportunity for you to get closer to that thing that you want. That 100% relies on you, to everything that you can control until you can't control anything else, and then you wait. You know what I mean? And again, so that, you know, I was talking about not trusting people, because sometimes that, you know, I really want to get into this college. You do everything that you can. You write scholarships. You study. You take all these tests. And then the decision is up to somebody else. We don't like that. I did all the work. I want to control the outcome, too. We can't control the outcome. We can control our perspective. We can control our preparation. And that's it. That's it, you know. And so the way that I choose to attack these things when they happen is, if I've done everything that I can do and the outcome is still unfavorable, that means then, because sometimes we say, well, that's the worst case scenario. If I don't get what I want and I prepared, that's the worst case scenario. It's not. Oftentimes, life is also full of redirections. So I've done everything that I could. I had the right mindset. I knew that this was going to lead me to my blessing. I had, you know, I was focused on growth. As much as the situation tried to knock me down, I just kept speaking back to him and saying, you're not going to get me. I'm tougher than you are, and I'm going to make it through this. And, you know, I'm going to choose joy, and I'm going to choose happiness. I'm going to choose growth. I'm going to choose awareness. You know, and you're doing everything that you can, and you still lose that opportunity or whatever it is. We would then say, see, I knew it. I knew it wasn't worth it. I knew I wasn't going to get it. I knew I wasn't good enough. No. That just means that now you're on a redirection, because what you were wanting didn't fit what you were actually being made for, being prepared for. And again, we're going to talk about that next episode. So just because something doesn't go your way doesn't mean that you're not good enough, or doesn't mean that, you know, whatever it is that your depression or anxiety brain is telling you at that point does not mean that that is true. It means that what is in store for you is better than the thing that you are aiming for yourself, especially if you're a Christian. Oftentimes, we try to chart our own steps. That's what I was telling you about the minister thing, the youth pastor, is that I told God that that's what I wanted to do when I was younger. And so I was like, God, I want to get there. And, you know, maybe I will. I've had some opportunities to speak and, you know, preach and all that. But I'm in a redirection, you know, because I didn't go about it the right way. I didn't have enough wisdom. I didn't have enough just informative teaching from other people, you know, to show me this is what it looks like and this is how you do it, and just all these different things. My life was redirected, you know, and I could have taken that as an L and say, well, I give up on life. You know, I'm not good enough to be that, so it's probably not true. Because I went through that for a long time, and I told myself that I'm not good enough. That's not for me. I, you know, whatever it is, I was never true. That might not be the case. It's just that I'm now on a redirection, and that journey of my redirection has put me in front of people that needed me. It's put me in front of people that I needed. It's put me in situations that I needed to go through to experience growth. It's put me in places of challenge. It's put me in places of growth. It's put me in places of extreme fortune. Not financial fortune, just fortune, like good luck with things and opportunities and, you know, connections with people, experiences, fun experiences, bad experiences that I used to grow. I feel like I'm a pretty good version of myself right now because of all the things that I went through as a redirection to where I wanted to be. So even now that I'm not where I think I should be, I'm not where I should be, you know. So again, every day that I have an opportunity to take one step closer to where that is, I have the ability to learn what I was made to do, what my passions are, what my gifts and skills are, and where that place will be. You know, every day is just one step closer, and I can start to succumb under the weight of the challenges that I face getting there, or I can say, this is natural, this is normal, you know. Life does not come without challenges, and if it does, I don't want it. We're going to talk about why next episode, but am I prepared for the life that I'm trying to live? So remember that. I'm done. You can log off now. Guys, thank you for listening. I really, truly hope that at least one person got this. You guys have been great. I'll be here all this week. Let somebody know. Talk to this. Listen to this with someone. Share this with someone that you know that can use this. Have a conversation. I'm hoping that, you know, focused on becoming the best version of yourself. I see that there's somebody in the waiting room here, which is kind of cool. But we're not going to worry about that because I'm already closing out. So, sorry. Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, I'm your host. Brian. It's just Brian. My name is Brian. Don't need to know. You've been listening to Faith Colored Lenses through Faith Colored Lenses, and I'm going to holler at you next time. Peace.